Welcome to Any Questions. I'm Ian Pickus, and joining us in the studio is resident quizzer Mike Nothnagel. Hello again, Mike.
Hello again, Ian. And I would just like to point out that, I mean, I brought this on myself, but I have been humming Be Kind to Your Web-Footed Friends for an entire week now.
Well, you kind of deserved that. Let's put last week's show to bed by taking care of last week's challenge.
In which I said, start with the phrase marine band, change one letter to an S, then rearrange the result to spell a two-word phrase, five letters in each word, that names things that are trademarked. What are they?
Well, if you get rid of the I and sub in an S, you can rearrange those letters to spell brand names.
You are correct, sir. Well, we have finally made it to the finals of March Madness here on Any Questions. And to wrap up this month, this week we've got a quiz inspired by the last five winners of the NCAA Men's Division I Basketball Championship.
Okay.
First up, inspired by the 2008 winner Kansas. The title of what 1978 hit by the band Kansas is followed in the lyrics by the lines, "For there'll be peace when you are done. Lay your weary head to rest. Don't you cry no more."
That's Carry On, My Wayward Son.
Carry On, Wayward Son is correct. All right, next up, the 2009 winner, North Carolina. In 2008, North Carolina Senator Kay Hagan became the first woman to defeat a female incumbent senator. Which senator did Hagan defeat?
Dole.
Yes, Elizabeth Dole specifically. All right, next up, the 2010 winner, Duke. Uncle Duke, a comic strip character introduced in 1974, was originally conceived as a caricature of the journalist Hunter S. Thompson. In what often political comic strip does Uncle Duke appear?
Doonesbury?
Doonesbury. The 2011 winner, Connecticut. The 1889 novel, A Connecticut Yankee in King Arthur's Court, in which an engineer named Hank Morgan is transported to 6th century England, was written by what American author?
This one I know, Mark Twain.
Mark Twain, right. Finally, the 2012 winner, Kentucky. Locked inside a safe in a vault in the company's headquarters is Colonel Sanders' original recipe for Kentucky Fried Chicken, along with 11 vials containing what?
The Colonel's beard hairs.
No. As a hint, it has something to do with the recipe itself.
Oh, the spices.
Yeah, it's the 11 secret herbs and spices.
I like the hair better.
Yeah,
well, that's much creepier.
I'm sure the people that eat the chicken won't, but only two people know the entire recipe. There's a third person that knows the combination to the safe, and none of them are allowed to travel in the same plane or a car.
I thought you were going to say one of those people is Michael Pollan.
Well, Ian sank another four-pointer this week. What's your favorite basketball term? Is it double dribble? Full court press?
What about box in one?
What about box in one indeed? Let us know. quiz@wamc.org.
Or you can pick and roll on the way to wamc.org/anyquestions for another look at this week's playbook, some extra credit questions, or this weekly challenge.
Start with the names of two national basketball championship schools, UCLA and Duke. Change one letter to an M and rearrange the result to spell a two-word phrase, three letters in the first word, five letters in the second, associated with many college graduates. What is the phrase?
Mike Nothnagel's Associate Professor of Mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor for the New York Times, Games, Magazine, Facebook, and other outlets. And Mike will huddle up and work on this challenge until we see you this same time next week.